The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Wearables are becoming a powerful tool for the visually impaired community, especially in the area of helping people with low vision. One such device is Vision Buddy, a pair of electronic magnifying glasses resembling a VR headset. This month, we are talking with Zach Afridi of Vision Buddy about this intriguing piece of assistive technology. Hi, Zach. Welcome to Tech Tips.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be here.
Awesome. I can't wait to get into Vision Buddy, but before we do that, let's find out a little bit about you. Who is Zach Afridi?
You know, I had my hands involved in so many things. Initially, I was in marketing, then I went into data sciences. And then right around 10 years ago, I got an opportunity to work with Johns Hopkins on VR headsets. And at that time, Dr. Bob Massoff and Dr. Frank Berblin, they were figuring out how we can use technology to help people with vision disabilities. And VR was performing really well in the tests we were doing. So I got involved in that, and that's how Vision Buddy came about. So I basically changed my career and started my own company and got into low vision space.
That's awesome. I love it. It's always funny to me how the people that I talk with, they start their lives out in one career, and all of a sudden, boom, they switch. They take that hard left turn and going to something completely different.
Absolutely, yeah.
What is the history and the story behind Vision Buddy?
Vision Buddy, well, you know, it was almost 10 years ago, like I mentioned, I was involved in a research project with Johns Hopkins. And from there, I got to meet a lot of people with vision loss. And as I started talking to them, they were telling me their life stories and how hard and difficult it is. And it was for them to go through school, college. I have a really good friend. He's got a master's degree. He's low vision. And he told me his story, how he was using these CCTVs to read his books. Mm-hmm. And that kind of really motivated me to design and develop a device that can help people with vision loss. And that's where the journey started. So it was myself and I have two other co-founders. They're both engineers. And we developed the first Vision Buddy headset that helped with magnification, TV watching, because TV watching is a core technology that we came up with. We were the first TV watching system for people with vision loss. And that is something I also heard from a lot of people as they went through vision loss. They could not watch their favorite teams, their favorite sports, their favorite TV shows. They just had to sit really close to the TV set. And it was really hard for them to see. And some people also had these programs where they would watch it with their family members, and it was like a social get together, an event, and they were missing out on it. And one person, as I was speaking to them, they told me that they constantly they would watch a football game with the family, and he would be constantly asking his wife or his son that what's going on, explain it to me. So that kind of really motivated us to come up with some kind of a setup, which is super simple, connects to your TV, and you're able to watch it using the headset. And that's what we came up with 4 years ago.
Awesome. So it started out as something to help people watch TV, but since then it has turned into so much more, correct?
Absolutely. It has. We are all on our third version of the headset. With every headset, we're improving the camera resolution. We're improving the display. And the one thing that we're sticking to is keeping it simple. We really have a very simple, easy to use device. We understand that a lot of folks, sometimes technology could be difficult for them. So we make sure that our device is really easy to use. It's really simple. It may not have 20 different features, but the few features it has, it works really well. And those are the features that people want to have in a headset.
And I can't wait to get into the features here in a little bit. So if you would, describe the Vision Buddy device just a little bit to give folks an idea of what it looks like. And then let's just dive right into those features and start talking about them.
Vision Buddy is a VR headset. Now, VR headset or VR goggles, they look like or seem like wearing like ski goggles. So they kind of cover your eyes and they go around your face. And then there is a camera in front of the goggles that captures the live image, and then it projects it on a screen that's inside the goggles. I always get asked, like, why are they, like, bigger? Like, why can't you make them smaller? Well, there are a few reasons they are big. And one of the main reasons is that the field of view for a person with vision loss, with macular degeneration, or with any other eye condition, the screen size, the field of view has to be large enough that, you know, that they can see around their central scotoma and they're able to see that image really nicely and clearly. So that is why they're like that. Of course, they have a padding around it so no light gets in. So the image you're seeing is nice, crisp, and clear. You can wear these goggles inside or outside. It does not get affected. Even if you're in California and on a sunny day, you can still put them on and the sunlight is not going to create any glare. You'll be able to see much clearly using glasses. And the great thing about our current goggles is that we have opted for a really powerful Sony camera. It's a 16 megapixel camera, has really powerful magnification and a lot of clarity. And there's also image stabilization built into it. So as you move your head around, you get a really nice and stable image. So magnification is one of the features. The other feature, of course, is the TV watching. Now, TV watching is very simple. The headset comes with a TV transmitter that you plug into your existing TV setup, and whatever is on the TV gets projected inside the goggles. And once it gets projected inside the goggles, because of the large field of view and because of the immersive environment of a VR headset, a low vision person can see very clearly, like almost 10 times better. The TV watching experience is almost 10 times better than just watching TV regularly. And one of the reasons it is so great is because of the immersive experience. It is as if you're sitting in front of an IMAX theater. And because of that, because of the screen size, you're able to see so much better.
That is truly incredible. You mentioned that you connect the TV to the goggles, and the entire image of what is being shown on TV is shown on the screen in the goggles. If someone needs to zoom into a particular portion of the screen to see something, can they do that?
Yeah. So the way it works is that we've got the TV transmitter or the TV hub that connects to your TV. The range between the TV transmitter and the headset could be up to 40 to 50 feet. So you don't even have to be in the same room to watch TV. You can be in different rooms. While you're watching TV, you can zoom in on the screen. You can make it as big as you want to. And the thing is that the bigger you make it, you kind of get surrounded by this curved screen. So you have to kind of look left and right, depending on what area you really want to focus on. And it is, again, just like sitting in front of a large, large screen at a movie theater.
Speaking of a theater, if someone wants to go to an actual movie theater to see a movie, what is the clarity like with the goggles, and is that something that they can do?
You can absolutely do that. You will use the magnification mode, meaning the camera on the headset. What I have experienced is that if you want to watch a movie and you want to take your headset with you to watch the movie, I would recommend sitting as centrally to the screen as possible. So maybe a few rows up, right in the center. That's the best place to watch. And when you have the headset on, you will probably zoom in maybe 2-3 levels and you will see the movie screen much, much better than without the goggles.
Because at that point, you're kind of using them like a CCTV device, right?
Yes.
And with regards to the CCTV, can we talk about that for just a hot second with regards to magnification levels and other features and enhancements?
So let me explain the two versions we have.
Okay.
One is called the Vision Buddy Max that comes with a camera, a magnification camera, and TV watching. And then we have another headset that would be called the Viewer. The Viewer has TV watching capabilities, and it has the capability to connect to an external CCTV or a document camera. We provide one also. We call it the CCTV mini camera. It's a small little camera that has, it's on a stand and you can put a document underneath it. So the difference is that with the viewer, you can connect an external CCTV and whatever you have, let's say you put a book underneath the CCTV camera, that gets projected inside the goggles. So the goggles basically function as a screen.
Okay.
And you can zoom in to you know, really deep levels. Zoom levels are up to 10. You can really blow it up. And then you kind of get surrounded by this, you're immersed into the screen. So you can see really well. And then you can pan your head left to right to read. If you have it, you know, zoomed in a lot, then you can pan your head left to right to read the document.
Sounds simple enough. With regards to the Vision Buddy glasses, are they self-contained or do they need to be paired to a device with internet connectivity to get the full range of features?
With our basically, our goal is always to keep things very simple, to make products that are really easy to use. So they don't need anything at all. They're already programmed. They're good to go out of the box. You can start using them. Does not need to be paired with Wi-Fi, internet, whatever, Bluetooth into anything. It's just ready to go. The TV transmitter is already paired with the headset, so you don't need to do anything at all. It's just plug and play and it's good to go. Now, for people that are a little tech savvy or are interested, we do have an app that you can download on your iPhone. And what the app does is that it gives you a few more options to kind of customize the headset. And by that, what I mean is that you can increase the brightness levels, you can increase the contrast, you know, you can play around with some of the features in there. And the way the headset connects to the app is that once it's downloaded on your iPhone, you know, you can press a button on the headset and it will pair to your phone. Whatever changes you make on that app get saved inside the headset. Now, again, this is for people that, you know, want to make some changes or are a little more tech savvy, but out of the box, it works for, I would say, 99% of the people. You don't need to mess with any of the settings.
And just out of curiosity, do you have any future plans for making an Android version of the app?
It is in development. It is almost ready. I would say probably the next month or two, it should be on the Android market.
Awesome. Thanks. And I got to get that in for all us Android users out there.
Yeah,
out here.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Zach Afridi of Vision Buddy. And Zach, I've been wondering what kind of advancements in technology have been made with Vision Buddy since its conception.
A lot of advancements have been made. And most of the advancements that have been made are around the camera resolution and the screen resolutions. Mm-hmm. I remember like 10 years ago, the first VR goggles that came out, the displays were not even HD. They were really real poor displays. It was really hard to see through them. And I remember that some of the devices, when we were installing our first software on some of these devices, after 2x magnification, it was just very grainy. It was not clear. So we were very limited to the displays. So since then, the displays have become really good. And also the camera's resolutions have become really, really good. So compared to now, some of the technologies out there, like the one that we're using, our display is 4K resolution. Our camera is a 16 megapixel Sony camera. These things were not available probably not even five years ago. That's great because now what that does is that you can really zoom into stuff without losing clarity.
I'm all about 4K because my eyes are still at the point where I can tell a difference when something is HD or 4K because there is a huge difference there.
There is.
You touched on this a little bit earlier, and I want to revisit it just a little bit. Because there is no one-size-fixes-all when it comes to visual impairments, what kind of enhancements and changes can someone make to a pair of the Vision Buddy glasses to make the glasses a better fit for them?
You can customize the headset, like I mentioned, using the app. You can change contrast, brightness levels. One other feature that we have is the IPD distance. Interpupillary distance. You have three settings on the headset. Depending on how further away your eyes are, you can adjust those lenses right in the center of your eyes. And this is very helpful because when you're looking through these lenses in a VR headset, you have to make sure that you're looking through the center of the lens. And our product is the only product that does that. So on other products, if you put the headset on and even if they're a little off from the center of your eye, you would not see a clearer image. So that is something that you can adjust using our device.
And how can the glasses help someone who has blind spots in their visual field?
The great thing about these glasses is that it works for most of the eye conditions. So mostly central vision loss, or if you have some other blind spots in your eyes, it will work as long as you have some vision left. Now, the way it works is it is this huge screen that you're looking at. So your central scotoma relative to the size of the screen or your blind spot relative to the size of the screen becomes very small. So you don't really have to look in some direction that much. The screen is right in front of you and it's a huge screen, so you're able to see much more clearly. And then the other factor that factors in is that we project the screen right in front of your eyes, very close to your eyes, unlike some other products on the market which have an LED type of a screen that projects the image, but it feels as if it is further away from you, and it is really hard for a low vision person to focus on a screen that is further away from you. So we project the screen really close to you in a VR, in immersive environment, so that relative distance from your eye to the screen is very small, and because of that, you're able to see much more on the screen compared to some other devices or not using a device at all.
Okay. And speaking of conditions, do you have any specific eye conditions that you know of where the glasses have been beneficial to a user?
A rule of thumb is that it works for anybody that has a visual acuity of, let's say, 20 over 200 all the way to 20 over 800.
Wow.
Our sweet spot is 20 over 400, 20 over 600. Because if you have 20 over 100 or 20 over 200, you still have good functional vision. Once you go over 2200, you definitely need a device like ours to help you with tasks around the house or doing your hobbies or doing some work or whatever other things that you would like to do.
You just mentioned hobbies, and it got me thinking. For people who are avid hobbyists, is there some kind of task light on the front of the goggles that will help you light up what it is you're working on?
No, it does not have a light.
Okay, but I'm willing to bet the 4K camera on the goggles will still pick up anything you're working on as long as the room is sufficiently lit.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, it adjusts for different lighting conditions.
Okay, awesome. I see on the website that there are two different versions of the Vision Buddy glasses, and I think you touched on this already, but I do want to mention it again, the VB4 and the VB4 Max. What are the differences between these two devices, and what should someone consider when deciding which pair of the glasses might be right for them?
Yeah, so the VB4 Max, that has the two main features of that is that it has a Sony camera for magnification. And then it has TV watching. The VB Viewer, we call it, does not have a front-facing camera, but it has the capability to connect to an external camera like a CCTV camera. And it also has the TV watching system. So I would think somebody that enjoys watching TV and wants to do, you know, some hobbies or some tasks around the house, I would recommend the VB4 Max. Because it does have a very powerful camera. You can play board games with it. You can look around your pantry. You can put it on and look outside your window. You can take it with you on vacation, and you'll be able to see the scenery and lakes and the mountains. Or we have a lot of people that take it on cruises. I would say that if you want to see through the headset, then get the Max. On the other hand, if your main goal is just TV watching and you have maybe like a handheld magnifier or a digital magnifier that you already use, but you want to watch TV, I would recommend getting the Viewer that is just kind of a dedicated unit for watching TV.
Is it possible for someone to test drive the Vision Buddy glasses before purchasing a pair? And if so, could you walk us through that process?
Yes, you can. If you are interested in it, you can give us a call, and one of our employees can talk to you, figure out if this is something that will work for you, Also, they will talk about, you know, what are some of the needs that you're trying to accomplish with a device like this. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested, we will ship you a unit with a deposit. You have a week to 2 weeks to try it out. If you like the device, you can purchase it. The deposit will be applied to the purchase. And for some reason, if you're not happy with it and you are like, okay, well, it didn't work for me, then just ship it back and we will refund your deposit.
Okay, cool. What types of training and support are offered?
Yeah, we have a team that can, you know, help you. The great part about our headset is that training is not really needed. It is basically what we recommend is that once you get your headset, use it every day for the first week. A lot of people, when they get the headset, the first thing they want to do is read with it. I always say that don't pressure yourself in reading the moment you get the headset. I would put it on and just sit outside and just look at the trees and the flowers and just look at the different colors and maybe look around the house, talk to your friends, look at their faces, and get your eyes familiarized with the technology. Once you do that, then you can start going into reading. And when you're reading, I always recommend reading bigger letters first and then slowly moving on to smaller letters. Mm-hmm. But the way the technology is, it does work for you, but you want to do something that comes naturally to your eyes and brains, and that is looking around. Reading is a skill, so I recommend that, you know, going into it slowly. Our success rate is pretty high. It usually works for people within the 2100 all the way to 2800 visual acuity range with different eye conditions. And it works really good for people that are a little patient with it, but they use it on a daily basis. As far as training, yes, we're here to answer any of your questions. But there is no training required for it. It is just put it on, start using it, and you'll see better every day.
For someone who's never worn VR goggles before, could you give an idea of how much they weigh, what it might feel like to wear a pair of them?
It is as if you're putting on ski goggles. They are similar to that, slightly bigger than those. The weight on your face is less than a pound. And the way I would imagine it is as if you are putting ski goggles on and it has a camera in front of it. So that's how it is. I'm sure people are familiar with VR goggles. So just look at any VR goggles. It is exactly the same thing with a front-facing camera. And they're designed very comfortable. You can put them on for hours and hours. Originally, VR goggles were designed for gaming. The design is such that you can have them on for many multiple hours. I do recommend taking breaks, to giving your eyes a break. So maybe if you use it for an hour, put it down. We have a lot of customers that use it, you know, all day long. The moment they get up, they put it on. Either it is for TV watching or just doing small little tasks around the house. They use it the entire day. We also have a lot of veterans that are using our technology and they love it. And most of them are using it for TV watching and also doing some small little tasks around the house. So yeah, but they're super comfortable. You just need to get a little used to it. When you first put it on, give your eyes a little time to get adjusted to the screen, to the brightness level, and also the device that you're wearing. You'll get used to it in a few days.
That sounds pretty reasonable. What is the battery life on them?
The headset by itself will give you 2 hours. We also include an external battery with it. So if you're out and about, you can plug it into the external battery. That will give you an additional 6 hours. So between the headset and the battery, you can almost get a full day use of it. And if you're watching TV, the other thing you can do is you can just plug it in.
Okay.
And that way your headset is not going to lose power. You're plugged into the wall, so you can watch multiple hours of TV. And now if you need the headset for some other task, it is fully charged. You're ready to go.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Zach Afridi of Vision Buddy. And Zach, we've been talking about the glasses for a while. Let's talk about what happens next. When someone's ready to purchase a pair of the glasses, what can they expect?
If you're interested in getting Vision Buddy, either the Max or the Viewer, just give us a call. Or you can go on our website and you can leave your information. Somebody from my team will give you a call and we can take the payment over the phone, or we can send you an invoice and you can pay it. Once you make the payment, you're looking at probably around a week before you get your unit. And once you get your unit, you know, we will give you a follow-up call just to make sure that you are familiar with the buttons and everything's going good. And then you can always give us a call if you have any questions. So that is that if you want to purchase the device, if you are not sure if the device will work for you or not, like I mentioned before, we also have a program where you can get a unit to try it out. We will ship you a headset. You can try it out for a week or 2 weeks, and you can make your decision then. If you want to go on the trial program, then we take a deposit from you. And once you are ready to purchase, the deposit is applied to the purchase. If you return the headset, then we'll refund you your deposit. We have a dealer network that we have, so you can also go to one of the dealers and get it through them. So it just depends what you're comfortable with. We will work with you to help you. And our goal here is to make sure that if you buy the Vision Buddy, it works for you. So we're always here to help you out. We don't want you to end up with a product that you're not happy with. We understand that the cost of the product is high. It is $4,000. So we just want to make sure that it does work for you before you spend that much money.
Understood. Speaking of ways to reach out and touch you, what are all the ways that someone can learn more about the Vision Buddy glasses?
So you can always go to our website and you can put in your information and somebody from my team will give you a call. You can also contact us. Our number is 833-787-2020. And you can also email us, and our email address is hello@visionbuddy.com.
Thanks. And what social networking platforms are you on?
So we are on Facebook. We are also on LinkedIn.
And is there anything else you would like to cover that I may have missed?
I think the one thing I would like to add is, as a company, our goal always is to develop technologies that are easy to use. And we are basically one of the only companies that are very much involved in research and development of hardware and software. A lot of these other companies are waiting for us to come up with a device and, you know, make something similar. And we're a US-based company. Our products are made in the US. The team is a US-based team. And we pride ourselves in being one of the probably the leading low-vision device company in the world. The technologies that we have come up with and coming up with are some of the example-setting technologies that these other companies kind of catch on or copy or come up with.
Zach, I want to thank you for your time. It was greatly appreciated, and I thoroughly enjoyed talking with you about the Vision Buddy glasses.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
In case you missed it, here are all the ways you can learn more about the Vision Buddy goggles. Visit them online at visionbuddy.com, or you can email them. Their email address, hello@visionbuddy.com. If you prefer to talk with them over the phone, you can reach them at area code 833-787-2020. That number again, area code 833-787-2020. I'd like to thank Zach Afridi once again for his time. It was greatly appreciated. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.